Law enforcement requested 750 National Guard members in Kenosha Tuesday. Governor Evers sent 250. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2020. Authorities in Kenosha, Wisconsin, requested 750 National Guard members to assist in quelling the unrest in the city. But Governor Tony Evers, D., rejected the White House's offer to assist with the request and only provided 250 members. As the night descended into chaos, leaving two dead and one more wounded. The Democrat governor declared a state of emergency Tuesday, following two nights of civil unrest. While he increased Wisconsin National Guard support from 125 to 250, local authorities told the White House that they needed at least 750 in anticipation of Tuesday night's protests. According to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' advisor Ben Williamson, Evers declined the White House's offer to provide 500 guards needed to fill the gap, and the violence reached an entirely different level, leaving two dead and one wounded as a result of last night's protests. The president was on the phone with the governor today as well, Meadows said during a Tuesday appearance on Tucker Carlson Tonight. "We have National Guard standing by that. If the general for the National Guard needs additional help, we're there to do it." But today, that request was denied by the governor, he said. On Wednesday, Evers authorized 500 members of the Wisconsin National Guard to aid local law enforcement in anticipation of escalating violence. In a Tuesday statement, prior to the night's deadly protests, Evers appeared to stand in solidarity with the demonstrators, but acknowledged the line between peaceful assembly and what we saw last night that put individuals, families, and businesses in danger. "Tonight, and in the days ahead, if you are going to protest, please do so peacefully and safely. Please do not allow the actions of a few distract us from the work we must do together to demand justice, equity, and accountability," he pleaded as part of a greater Twitter thread. "We are assessing the damage to state property and will be increasing the presence of the Wisconsin National Guard to ensure individuals can exercise their rights safely, protect state buildings and critical infrastructure, and support first responders and firefighters."